随时点播有关小朋友题材的节目，无论是
细声讲、大声笑、
飞天遁地、
宝宝心底话、
声音导航绘本、
咩书包去翻学、
孩子赶上班的节目，
只要你是
小妹妹、
大哥哥、爸爸妈妈，
愿意陪伴小朋友成长的
大朋友，
亲子档都是一个好啱你听的亲子台。
每逢星期一，
最新 podcast 准时上架。
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Cedar, your guide on an amazing journey to discover God's love in everyday adventures. This is JLM Weekly. I'd like to share stories that will bring a smile to your face and remind you Jesus loves children just like you. Hop on the journey with me. JLM Weekly.Jesus loves me weekly.
Hi, boys and girls. It's me, Cedar. Welcome back to another episode of JLM Weekly, where we follow my adventures with Jesus. He's my best friend.No. This week, when I look at my family's old photo album at home, it reminds me of those times when I was little, before I asked Jesus into my heart. I didn't know him then, so sometimes I will get really mad at my big brother.4 years older than me, and he liked to tease me a lot back then. One time, he took my favorite toy and held it up high where I couldn't reach it. I got so annoyed, I started jumping and trying to grab my toy back, but he just laughed and held it higher. Finally, I got so fed up that I scratched his arm as hard as I could.He yelled, "Ow!" and dropped my doll. I grabbed it and said, "It's mine!" And I once even stuck my tongue out at him. He started chasing me around the living room, trying to get me back. But I was too quick for him.Feeling proud that I had showed it. And guess what? Later, my mom found out she wasn't happy at all. Cedar, it's never okay to scratch your brother, no matter how angry you feel, she told me. I tried to explain it. It was his fault for taking my toy in the first place. My mom said, it didn't matter. Two wrong don't make a right.Didn't really understand what she meant back then. All I knew was that now I was in trouble and my brother wasn't. It made me even more upset. That night, in my bed, I thought aboutSome more. I realized scratching my brother hadn't actually helped at all. Now I felt bad, and he was probably still going to pick on me tomorrow. If only there was a way I could get him to stop annoying without getting in trouble.Well, after I decided to follow Jesus, it started changing my heart. I learned I feel mean and anxious because I was mad only made the situation worse. Jesus said to love others even when they're not lovable. That's really hard for me sometimes, especially with my brother. Like the other day, he barged into my room without knocking and accidentally messed up the tea party I was having with my Sumiko Washi toy buddies. My polar bear was flying off the table. I was about to yell at my brother to get out when I remembered what Jesus said. So I took a deep breath. And calmly asked my brother to please not next time. And you know what? He said, sorry, I left my room. I was so proud of myself for not losing my temper. Jesus gives me peace in my heart now. I still get annoyed with my brother sometimes. He's really good at being annoying. But I want to get angry. I prayed quietly and asked God to help me show kindness instead. Always eat, but it's worth it. I feel so much happier when I'm not yelling or scratching or being mean to my brother. I know the Lord is pleased with me too when I choose love over anger. So if you have a brother or sister who bugs you or a friend who makes you lose your temper, remember what Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. It really works. Jesus' love is stronger than anything. Thanks for time traveling with me and my photo albums. Come back next week to hear more about my adventures with my best friend, Jesus. He loves you so much and wants to be your friend too. Now let's end with one of our family favorite songs. Here's I Will Follow Him to remind us to keep following Jesus every day.
I will follow Him.
Keep me away.
Beaver is patient, has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. That's Proverbs 14:29. Having peace makes you wise, but getting angry too fast is foolish. From now until forever, keep believing and trusting in Jesus. He'll help you just like he helped. See you next time. Have a super, super nice week.
只当随时点播有关小朋友题材的节目，
只要你是
小妹妹、
大哥哥、爸爸妈妈
愿意陪伴小朋友成长的
大朋友，亲子当都是一个很啱你听的亲子台。
最新 podcast 准时上架。